From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The spring meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund ended today. They brought together finance ministers from most of the world's countries. The ministers were hoping to find consensus on ways to tackle poverty in the developing world. Britain had urged major debt relief for the poorest countries. NPR's Adam Davidson has been at the meetings here in Washington and joins me now. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Jennifer.
How did the debt forgiveness proposal fare?
Well, it didn't go through. It failed on this round. There's a lot of excitement. Great Britain, which holds the presidency of the G7 this year, the group of the seven wealthiest industrialized nations, had really said that at this meeting they wanted to push through debt forgiveness, particularly for African countries. And there's a lot of hope that it would pass. It didn't. It was caught up on a lot of details. There was a counterproposal from the French. So in short, debt forgiveness will be held off a bit longer.
But is it common that big breakthroughs actually happen at these annual meetings? I mean, one sort of can cynically think that they kind of know beforehand what's going to happen and not.
What people are saying about this meeting is that it laid the groundwork, hopefully, for debt relief and other major anti-poverty initiatives in the future. Jim Wolfensohn, the outgoing president of the World Bank, likened it to an opera. He said that what we heard at this meeting was the orchestra playing, the finance ministers, but they're going to have to take the issues home to their bosses, the heads of state, who will sing the arias at upcoming meetings at the UN and other major international meetings coming up in the fall.
We've come to expect some raucous protests around these meetings in recent years, but that didn't really happen this year. Why not?
There's a lot of reasons why the protests have petered out since the big ones in Seattle and in Mexico. I think one of the main factors is that the war in Iraq, September 11th, and the reaction to September 11th has galvanized a lot of the left, the people who typically protest the World Bank, around other issues they feel more passionately about. Also, it does have to be said that Jim Wolfensohn, the outgoing president, has done a lot in the last few years to reach out to those protest groups to try and make the World Bank more friendly to their concerns.
Now, finance ministers from the G7, the group of seven leading industrialized nations, met separately this weekend. Any news out of there?
The biggest news is that China did not show up for this meeting. They were invited. The thinking is that the Chinese were afraid that the U.S. would pressure the rest of the G7 to issue very strong, harsh words against China's policy of pegging their currency to the U.S. dollar. There's a lot of feeling among U.S. manufacturers that the Chinese are effectively subsidizing their own exports, that they're hurting American manufacturers' ability to compete with Chinese exports. A lot of economists say that even if China were to unpeg its currency, it really wouldn't have that big an impact, that Chinese manufacturing costs are so much lower than U.S. manufacturing costs that even the 30 or so percent that the Chinese currency is undervalued wouldn't make that big a difference. But it is a very big political issue in a lot of manufacturing states. And the U.S. government has been very tame on this issue. This was the meeting where they really came out swinging and tried to get a bunch of other countries to join them in the fight. They didn't get anyone else to join them in the fight yet, but they might in the future.
NPR's Adam Davidson, thank you.
Thank you.